My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So college football gets into full swing. Ohio State, Akron tomorrow at 3:30. It's the big one that I think most people are keeping their eye on from around here. We're talking about some of the rule changes in college football. We're talking about some of the weird oddities that come into play. Obviously, two-minute warning is now new for college football. We will have the two-minute warning, and let's face it, for all the money they're paying for TV revenue on this, they get more commercials in there. That's why they're doing it. That's okay. I think that we genuinely watch college football and wait for that two-minute warning to go, oh yeah, it's college football. They don't have 2 minutes. Well, now they do. So don't be surprised when you see that over the next 24 hours if you didn't watch week zero or watch last night. Week zero. I love saying that. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
It's like sugar-free football.
It's outstanding. It's the appetizer. You know, it's the definition of the, ooh, a chicken wing. Perfect.
All right,
We got one of those Irish rolls because we're watching it in Dublin. Those, what is it, the corned beef Irish egg roll? Ooh, this is good. This is good.
Mm. Big Ten no longer has East and West. That's
outstanding.
Gone. So now when you look at the tiebreakers, and I just said it brings up the possibility of having Ohio State and Michigan. I think it's kind of arrogant for me to say that, knowing that there are 16 other teams in the Big Ten, but I'll say it anyway. It brings up the possibility, and we'll talk about it with Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock, that you could have Ohio State, Michigan, back-to-back weeks. So the tiebreakers to determine would be head-to-head results, and for Ohio State and Michigan to play again, obviously, you would have to get to the second tiebreaker because one team would probably be in. One team's got to be first, one team's got to be second. Record versus all common conference opponents, which becomes interesting when you have 18, and essentially, Ohio State and Michigan could play completely different schedules until the end of the season and not have too many common opponents. I can't see that happening very often. But record against common conference opponents in order of best conference record, average conference winning percentage of Big Ten opponents. So now you're getting into strength of schedule for Big Ten opponents. Then they have a thing called highest ranking by Sports Source Analytics.
Love it.
Following the regular season. I knew you would.
Love for a source of sport.
Beep, 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 beep. Analytics, got to let it decide
love
things.
Love for sport of source.
Then the sixth tiebreaker is the random draw of all tied teams conducted by the Big Ten commissioner and their designee.
So is it just like pick a card, any card?
Yeah.
Are we flipping a coin?
Throw all the names in a hat, right?
Put all the names. Send your best representative. We'll all meet.
So at least they've thought
a big game of rock, paper, scissors.
At least they're not walking into the season knowing that there's possibility for tiebreakers. Obviously, when you have 18 teams, it is really weird to look at the standings and not only see, you know, Washington in there and USC and UCLA and Oregon. Like, that's weird unto its own, but there is no East and West.
Well, the other weird one that's going to be is...
And by the way, the ACC did the same thing, right? ACC brought in California. They brought in who? Didn't Stanford go over there too? Yeah. So Stanford's over there. And so they too are the same thing. There's no East and West there either.
Well, the other thing on top of it that's going to be funky for college fans that I don't think has gotten any kind of publicity is the fact that they're all going to be using headsets now. So there's no more sign stealing scandals. There's none of that kind of stuff. You won't have the guys on the sidelines holding up pictures of Miley Cyrus or all the different colors or wearing gloves and all that kind of stuff. That's all gone. Quarterbacks are going to have the headphone in their ear so that they can
no
hear
more
the play
pictures
call?
Of Kirk Herbstreit?
No more Those pictures of Kirk Herbstreit. No more pictures of dogs. No more pictures of pop stars or whatever the play call could possibly be. That's all gone. They're all have headsets now. And they're allowed to have tablets on the sidelines.
18 tablets you're allowed to have. If you, I wonder what happens if you have 19.
The commissioner comes down and actually takes the tablet out of your hand and goes to the 50-yard line and throws it down and smashes it with his foot.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
What if he has a small foot?
Crowd goes nuts. I think he's got to do it twice.
So, coach-to-player communication, it's called, in case you're wondering, it's the FBS. They have exceptions to rule 1-4-11-B.
I love that.
Allowing
rule.
For an in-helmet radio this year that will allow coach-to-player communication. Why can't we have the chainless chains?
Because they're working on that.
The NFL couldn't even have it this year.
Because they're working on that. I guess there were some hiccups in the preseason with some of the people that were using them, so they're still piecing that together. We'll get there. Trust me, my dream of getting rid of the chain gang is coming.
All right, just so you know, under the rule with coach-to-player communication, only one player on the field at a time with a helmet radio, and it must be identified as an unbranded green dot on the back of the helmet. Unbranded. So there's no logos on there, right?
Don't you dare put Office Depot on there.
Bill's Barbecue.
That would be good.
That'd be awesome. I'd love it if it was a barbecue place. The radio will be cut off when the play clock reaches 15 seconds or the snap, whichever comes first. When the play clock resets to 25 or 40 seconds, the communication system will be turned back on. So I've always wondered this. Wouldn't the game be faster if everybody had a helmet with a radio in it?
I don't know. Probably, might be. Everybody on the same page. But I guess they still want that huddle so that, you know, and all of the communication that takes place and then the miscommunications and execution, you know, you want that human error in there, I think. I think that's what they're saying.
Do you? Why can't everybody just have speakers inside their home?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Help me. I don't understand. Nothing. Why is it just the quarterback or the designated player on defense? The green dot helmet on defense.
Again, I think it's because they still want the huddle and they still want the somebody calling out the play and all of that kind of stuff. It feels very much like because this is the way we've always done it, which is the worst reason to do anything in this earth. Is because, well, it's just the way we've always done it. I'm with you. I would like the headphone in there. I think it would be better. I think it'd give us a better product. But I think it's just because that's the way we've always done it.
All right, there are replay rules, and I don't understand what this means, and I guess we'll understand pretty quick. There's a new rule. Conferences are now able to implement a collaborative instant replay process. It's an experimental rule.
What?
It is called the collaborative... I look it up.
Is this like dodgeball where if you want to do a replay, you have to turn to the judges and go, huh? And then if you get two of the three thumbs up, you get to go to replay? What the hell is a collaborative effort? You got Chuck Norris sitting there waiting for his moment in the sun?
I'm trying to figure
roundhouse
out.
Roundhouse kicking replays?
All right, do you want me to tell you how the SEC is defining this? I can tell you.
I could say something mean or I could let you go. What do you prefer?
I guess they've used this in basketball already.
Oh, good. There's been no problems in college basketball.
It's the collaborative instant replay.
Okay, explain this to me.
I'm trying to find the explanation. I'm going to be honest with you.
What? Like, again, do we need like two out of three people to go, yeah, that's worth going to replay? Or, you know, two of them going, eh, you know, that's really not as big of a deal as you think. You still have third down to pick up that yard.
The NCAA Football Rules Committee approved a request submitted by the SEC to allow conferences to use a collaborative process for instant replay on an experimental basis.
This is the most
under
NCAA
this experiment.
Thing on this
under this experiment, personnel operating from the SEC headquarters will assist in the in-stadium replay. All it means is that from the SEC headquarters or the Big Ten headquarters. That they're helping out the officials who are out there.
So
that's,
it sounds
that's
like
the collaborative part of it.
This sounds like more people. This is the most NCAA thing on the face of the earth. Their solution to everything involves committees. And so this feels like that's how we're solving this. It's like, well, you know what we do really well?
So it's just another
committees.
Way. It's just another way for television networks to sell another spot.
Exactly.
So they'll go to replay
Make
and they'll
money,
be like,
committees.
Oh, this play's going to replay. Oh, they're checking with the headquarters. At the Tom's Chicken Wing Emporium, headquarters for the SEC. And let's see, what do they have to say at the Emporium?
Two things.
I don't know. I'm just like, that's all it means is that they can use the conference office along with on-site officials.
And probably, my assumption would be lunch. My guess would be there would be some kind of covered lunch in this, expensed lunch, I should say. There's some kind of billable hour behind this. If there are two groups that figure that anything in life could be solved with a committee, it's the government and the NCAA. Those are the two people who are like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Get a committee. We need a committee.
We need a committee. So
we need a committee.
Wait, do we have the committee to beg government to govern NIL? Because that didn't work real well.
Get another committee. We need a subcommittee.
So basically, you're centralizing instant replay.
Expense lunches.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh boy.
Billable hours, winning every hour. Every
replay
time.
At halftime. At the end of the first half, once teams have left the field, the referee has cleared the final play. With both on-field crew and replay official, the referee will declare the half is over. Provided there is no coach's challenge. Once the half has been declared ended, there can be no additional replay reviews. That's a replay review. There's dead ball and loose ball replays. There's penalty enforcement following replay.
Oh, good.
And here's one. I can't believe this wasn't a rule before. Horse collar tackles. College football has expanded the horse collar tackle rule.
What you're laying out right here sounds like the best thing that has ever happened to people drinking while watching a sport, because they're never going to have to wait too long to have to for a commercial break to go to the bathroom. That's what you're laying up right here. It's just a lot of different times that people can go, I'll wait till the next commercial. I can run to the gym.
College football has expanded the horse collar tackle rule under the previous version. Now, you will be tested at the end of this show to remember that it's rule 9-1-15. Horse collar tackles inside the tackle box were not considered a penalty.
Wait, so I get a committee to take the test, right?
No, you don't.
I get to call a committee?
No.
Damn.
Starting this season, however, horse collar tackles that occur inside the tackle box are a 15-yard personal foul penalty.
Hmm.
The game is so hard already. I mean, how many more penalties do you have to...
Try explaining this to someone from a different country. People complain about not understanding icing and offsides, and now you're explaining this?
This reminds me of a story. There's a guy I coach with who's on a rules committee, national rules committee, right? And he's yelling at one of the referees because he wasn't yelling. The referee got it wrong. And the referee said to him something like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the rule is this. And the guy goes, you don't know anything. You don't know the rule book. Maybe you should get one. He goes, do you have one on you? And
is it like a pocket constitution?
Yeah. So he goes, do you have one on you? And so the guy didn't. And he went back in between the locker room and pulled it out of his bag. And he said, the coach that I know very well, said, why don't you check out page 4. And then ask me if I know the rules. And his picture's on page 4 of the rule book.
Oh,
You wonder why we can't get referees, right?
We're not beating that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.